nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's. That's wrong. We must take America back as liberty.
And welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is September 25, 2023. Wow, this has been an interesting day today, and I'm glad to be back in the saddle again. Had a burned-up mic, that's why I missed last Sunday, but we're good to go today. A big thank you to Steve Starrs and Virginia Farver and Rob James for pulling off last Monday when I couldn't be here in time. I had a tight schedule. I had to meet with my oncologist in Orlando at the Cancer Center. And getting back in the traffic, the Disney traffic, which was hectic as heck. And I couldn't make it back in time. I would have been probably a good half an hour or so late. And so I didn't want to interrupt the show that Steve had planned then, because I contracted him out the day before with Virginia Farber. So good information there through Virginia, 5G stuff. And so I figured it's your show. Go for it, man. Go for it. Have a good time. And I know you'll do a super job. You always do. He's a great backup. And in an emergency, he comes through for me every time. And I appreciate you, Steve Starrs. You are a professional and a good friend. And I love working with you. And if I could ever do the same for you, please let me know. I'd be happy to do so. What else? The scans were well. Had some blood work done. Blood work was fine. I did some cancer marker work. And I don't want to know the results of those for another week or two. And I'm sure those are going to be negative also. So then we decide on the schedule of scans and blood work for the coming year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, whatever it is going to be. But my oncologist was all smiles, very, very happy. He said, you did very well through all the treatments. And he was very pleased. And I said, what about my port? Can I get the port out, my infusion port? Big smile. He said, yes, you can. Anytime you want it out, take it out. I said, we're scheduled to take it out on October 6th. So I'm looking forward to that day. That will be a Friday, and most likely I will skip my jazz show that night because it will be conscious sedation, but I'm going to be groggy and probably not the greatest mood. So having this thing taken out of my chest, looking forward to that, though. And we move on. We go forward. So there you go. That's the update on my health status. And again, thank you for all your concerns and all your prayers. We get a lot of nice people on this network, a lot of great callers, emails I receive. Just you guys are super. I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate y'all. I really do. Well, we got a government shutdown looming on the 30th of September, midnight. And as I mentioned last night, it's really kind of a joke because they're just going to go to the printing presses and run the money off to restart the government, the whole bureaucracy, everything, and then get people back to work. So it's not going to last more than a day or two. You watch. If it goes a whole week, then government employees get an extra week of vacation a year. Typically, you get 4 weeks a year being a government employee. You'll just get a fifth week. And then you get your back pay, so that's nice. Another paid week, and you didn't have to work at all. Nice deal, working for government. I started thinking about this situation. Now, they've known since January. They've known since January that they're going to run out of money. They've known since January. And so why did they wait to the last minute? Why wait to the last minute? You know in January, you're going to come up short. So start working on cutting budgets. Cutting the fat There's a lot of fat in government. Lots of fat, lots of pork to be cut. Go after those social programs that have shown no success. Cut those out immediately. Make sure you can meet your deadline and still have enough money in the bank to pay the bills. You know, have you ever noticed these people that actually take off on a trip? I've seen this a couple of times. You ever seen anybody take off on a trip? They tank their car up, and they start down the road. And the trip is about 800 miles. They run out of gas on the side of the road with a little gas can saying, a little sign saying, I've run out of gas on my trip. Can you spare some money to buy me some gas? That's kind of how government operates. They take off on these long trips and they run out of money for the gas. Now, if you're not smart enough to have enough money for fuel ups along the way on your trip, you're a moron. I've never started off on a trip without having enough cash on hand or a charge card if I needed to tank up along the way to make my 800-mile trip. I can't imagine pulling off to the side of the road with a gas can and taking a piece of cardboard out and a little sign says, I've run out of gas. I have 500 miles more to go. Can you please spare some cash to buy me some gas? But that's government. So I started thinking about this whole Bidenomics thing, Bidenomics. I lean into the microphone. I whisper, hey, Joe, Bidenomics, it's a failure. It's not working. And that's a fact. Donald Trump said today that Joe Biden is the absolute worst president we've ever seen in our lifetime. I actually agree with that. Totally agree. There is nobody in competition for being this bad. And on top of it, we now know corrupt. Crooked Joe Biden. Crooked Joe. CJ. We'll just start calling him CJ. You call him the network and you want to mention Biden's name, just say CJ. Because I know who you're talking about. It's Crooked Joe. So I had two things I thought about today with getting to the sitting down and trying to hammer out a budget to bring the government back to work. First, again, like I said, cut those that pork, cut the fat out of the government. Those unsuccessful social programs, ditch them. Ditch them. Yeah, you're going to piss off some people that have their hand out, always wanting their little cut, their little piece of pie. Well, hey, get back to work. Biden claims we have the lowest unemployment we've ever had in history. That means there's jobs out there. That means get off your ass and get out there and get a job. Forget about the handouts. Get your ass back to work. That's what I say. Two things that should never be added into this budget. This is a time for Republicans to stand firm on these two issues. Do not bend. Do not bend. Absolutely no more money for Ukraine. No Ukraine aid. That's out. That should never be factored into a budget. I didn't agree to that. You didn't agree to that. Save our money and put it back into our economy and build an infrastructure. How about that? Let's build an infrastructure. Let's try to get some manufacturing back. How about that? And please, please stop funding illegal immigration. Do not factor that into your budget. That's illegal. The key word here is illegal. You know, at one time I was really proud of Greg Abbott putting up those barriers, the little buoys in the Rio Grande River there to stop the illegal immigration coming into his state. And then a liberal judge comes back and says, yes, you can't do that. He didn't say it was unconstitutional. He just said, you can't do that. So what does Greg Abbott do? Yes, master, I'll take the buoys out. Greg Abbott has no cojones. And I think you know what cojones are. He should have defied him and said, I am protecting my state's interest. I am protecting our borders. I am protecting our citizenry. I am protecting economics. We have a fentanyl crisis. fentanyl coming in. We have drug cartels bringing mules over with drugs. We have crime going up. I am protecting our citizenry, and I am following the rule of law. I am following the Constitution. I am protected. I am protecting my state. I've been hired to take care of my state. That means protecting my state in many different ways. Economically, safety, everything you can think of in protecting the citizens. So he dropped the ball on this one here. He had the upper hand. He's following the rule of law. He's following the Constitution. He's protecting his state. And what does he do? Removes the barriers. I don't know what to say. We have too many in government who shouldn't be there, first of all. And for some reason, they're either being blackmailed. I don't know why they're giving in. You stand firm on what you believe. I stand firm on what I believe. Maybe consequences. I may have some consequences. That's all right. I can live with myself because I am true to myself. What I believe, I stand up for. And I'm never going to back down. When I know it's right, I will not back down. Now, last Monday, evidently some caller, I don't know who it was, called in and referred to me as a Trump basher. I don't think I'm a Trump basher. I simply call it as I see it. I am an independent. I am not a Republican. I am not a Democrat. I don't like either party. I'm disappointed in both sides. Call myself an independent because I'm an independent thinker, a critical thinker, and I call it as I see it, fair and square. If Donald Trump does great, kudos. I will congratulate him. I will promote him for his successes. If he fails, I will point out his failures. That is my duty to myself and to this network to point out the facts. Successes, great. Failure, I'm going to call it out. That's what you want. That's who I am. I can't be anything other than that. I'm honest in my opinions. And that's never going to change. From day one, I've been this way. From day one. Right now, I'm saying that Donald Trump probably is our best shot. I give him that. He's our best shot. There's nobody. And if Donald Trump were out of this race here for right now, if for some reason they disqualify him through all these illegal ways they're trying to do so in the courts, if he's disqualified, then our next runner-up is Ron DeSantis, Governor Ron DeSantis. Maybe that's why he's sticking in the race, because maybe he figures Donald Trump will get disqualified or something's going to happen, and then he's pushed up, climbs the ladder. So I don't know, but I would like to see these two come to some terms and some agreement, because 16% is not bad, but with 16% added to what Donald Trump's now at, 62%, that puts him way up there. Puts him way up there, and now stealing this election is going to be even harder than ever. Because you got to admit, the Biden administration cannot debate their policies. They cannot debate the economy. The economy is strong. We have record inflation, record high fuel prices. California, you're getting pinched right now, big time. I think you're close to $7 a gallon now. I'm near $4 a gallon down here in Florida. Everything's more expensive. Why? Because of fuel costs. And you have to pass it off to the paying customer, unfortunately. So we're all having a little less money in our of disposable income. Our quality of living is going down. Even Democrats have to admit this is the fact. Biden is nowhere near 32%, 35%. I'm sorry, that's a bogus BS number. There's no standing, there's no credibility with that number whatsoever. A guy that's created this many problems from day one has to be in his teens, and the only reason he's in the teens is because he has a criminal backing that is making money off of him through his corruption and his policies. Probably insider trading on Wall Street. So they like this guy. So 10-15% people like him because they're corrupt and crooked, just like Crooked Joe. And they're making money off of Crooked Joe. So they like status quo. They like to keep the things rolling just as they have been rolling. We like Joe. We're standing by Joe. Well, come Thursday is the beginning of an impeachment inquiry. Do I think they have the goods? Yes, you're damn right. I think they got the goods. They got the goods on this guy. They really do. They got the goods. As a vice president, the gains, the financial gains he made as vice president, selling influence to the White House. I'm sure that Barack Obama kind of nudged him and said, hey, this is how you do it. But just be smart about it. But Joe wasn't smart about it, was he? No, Joe had several alias names going through 20-plus shell companies to funnel the money through those shell companies to all members of his family. He is Crooked Joe. I have never seen it. We've seen corruption with presidents before, but never at this level. Never at this level. The Democrats can't allow this. They cannot allow this election to take place in 2024. They cannot happen. It cannot happen. They must find a way out. But finding a way out on also staying in office, they have to figure out how can we do this. The CIA has many ways to take people out. I think I'm telling you something you probably already know. I mean, how many times, all the years the CIA was trying to kill Fidel Castro, you name it, from stupid things like exploding cigars and all kinds of things. And they have ways of doing it. And they're far more superior now than they were back in the days of going after Fidel Castro. Much smarter, better technology, all kinds of stuff out there now. Blow you away. I think there's a good possibility they're going to take their own guy out here, just kind of like JFK. Take him out. The heat is coming on. There's no way to get out of this mess. So Joe's got to go. So how could the CIA do that? Well, a nice electrical magnetic pulse wave zapping him right in the chest. Stop his heart. Stop that electrical conduction. The SA node, the AB node, and all down the Purkinje fibers to the left and right bundle branch. Stop his heart completely. So if that happens, what happens? He's dead. Of course, they'll tell us it was natural causes. You know, he's kind of old up there, and he was kind of fading away with his mind. All these other things. They'll finally admit the failures, the cognitive failures of Joe Biden at the end after they've killed him. But they'll take him out using something like of that kind of method and simply say, natural causes. Maybe they can say SADS, sudden adult death syndrome. Can they use that? Maybe they can say that he died because of the COVID shot. No, they won't admit that. Got to keep you in fear and taking that nonsense, taking that shot because, oh, yeah, it's successful, safe, and effective. Oh, yeah. So they won't say SADS. They'll simply say natural causes. And Joe has left us now. So when Joe dies, the investigations into Joe and Hunter Biden also die. They're gone. They disappear. John used to say, like a fart in a Texas windstorm. Gone. Gone. Joe gets to keep the money. Family gets to keep the money. And Joe is gone. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
This bumper track is definitely getting me worked up there. It was an old phrase back when I was in the military. When you got really excited, your boss may say, the sergeant would say, "Hey, Steve Elkins, hey, cool your jets. Cool your jets." Well, you know, that's who I am. Even my mom said the other day, "You sound a little wound up." And she was kind of concerned about me getting worked up about the issues. And I said, "Mom, if we don't get worked up on the issues here, how would they know? You know, we have to show them we're unhappy with what they're doing. We can't sit back idle and say nothing and low tone of voice. Yes, I'm going to raise my voice here and there, but we all have to do this. We have to say, fold our arms and basically say, I'm not going to take it anymore. You remember the old movie Network? You know, run outside, you know, open the window, put your head out. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Well, yeah, that's how I feel. I'm very angry about what's going on to my country, what's happening in my country. I want my country back, and I want these bastards out. I want to find a way to get them out. There's so much corruption out there. It's amazing. Everything with government is corruption. And almost every, my father said, yeah, don't steal because you know, the government doesn't like competition. Don't steal because the government hates competition. Well, again, this government shut down September 30th. I don't think it's going to make it that long. But it's interesting that they wait to the last minute, before they finally say, you know what, we're going to run out of money. You know, I'm sure their personal accounts, their banking accounts, their transactions are all up in par. These guys never worry about, you know, being delinquent on their bills. They know how to budget their own money. They just don't know how to budget your money, my money. Again, the guy taking off on the trip with a full tank of gas runs out, and then he holds the sign up, would you help me get gas so I can go 400 more miles to meet my grandma for Thanksgiving? You know, the moron who takes off with not enough money in his tank, in his wallet to do the trip. This is government. This is government. Government who creates the problems and then sells you a costly solution to the problem they just caused. Amazing. Like living in the bizarro world. Wait a minute here. Your policy created more problems, and now you want me to pay more in taxes so that it can fix the problem that you created. Okay, I think I got it here. I am living in the bizarro world. Biden says this attack on him, with the impeachment coming up, the impeachment inquiry coming up on Thursday, which they will go to impeachment, no doubt about it, is politically motivated, designed to shut down the government, the economy, to blame him. Joe, you've already blamed yourself. You're guilty as hell on everything. This is, has nothing to do with trying to use it as a political gain to shut down the economy. The economy's going to shut down because you guys are idiots. You don't know how to budget money. You're not fiscally responsible. Again, you can do your own finances fine. You just can't take care of the big whole enchilada here, the entire government. You don't know how to budget money. You know how to trim the fat. You don't know how to do anything. You ever heard that old saying, good enough for government work? I've actually heard people say that in government. Well, it wasn't the greatest, but it's good enough for government work. Well, that doesn't put government in a very nice light, does it now? Of competency, knowing what they're doing. It's good enough to get by. I think it'll fly. I think this plane will fly. This F-35, I think it'll fly. Oh, it doesn't fly. It's something going wrong. I better put it on autopilot. And I better bail out at 2,000 feet and let that thing just soar out there into the wild blue yonder. Yes, baby, go. Oh, it's on autopilot. I wonder when it's going to come down. Probably when it runs out of fuel. Land in a big cornfield, maybe set the cornfield on fire. Maybe just set a forest fire. We can blame that on global warming. It caused the plane to crash. It caused the fire. It's global warming. It's an excuse. Or maybe to land on somebody's house and kill a family of five, which we'll say it's an accident. Things like that happen. We won't show any remorse. We won't say, oh, my God, this is a terrible thing, because your military is so damn important. Imagine that, putting in an autopilot and just bailing out and letting it go. Huh. I remember when I was in the military, and the way I understood it was, if you're going to go down in your aircraft, you try to find a big open field. There'll be no casualties, nobody hurt. And you aim it towards that. You don't put it on autopilot. You find a place to either land it if you can, or if you can't, you aim it towards something that's uninhabited and it's not gonna kill anybody. You don't put it on autopilot and let it go straight forward until it finally drops out of the sky. But again, we're talking about government. It's good enough for government work.
True.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear we're on our way down. Let's take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad.
The long version of the song with Steve Voss vocals. So it's kind of a slow night today, Julie. I'm typing back to her on my Skype here, and it is quiet night. I don't know, am I scaring people off by getting a little angry here and there? I don't think it's. I hope I'm not turning people off on that. But I said maybe I should pull a John Stadmiller and do a little yelling, you know, that John would do once in a while. And it was kind of, you know, it was all real. It was never staged. When John ever got pissed off, angry, boy, I tell you what, he would, he would unload. And I know conversations I had with him on the phone. If we had just recorded the show, the conversation, that 40-minute talk, I guarantee you it would have been the same thing as doing a regular show. his anger and his passion was also in the phone call, not just in the on the show itself, the National Intel Report. So, yeah, I miss the big guy. I miss the big guy a lot. I miss him. I'm looking at him right now in my studio here, and the picture of my there at the mic is the picture we have on the website. And looks like he's about 50-ish or so. But I do miss him. I do miss him a lot. Thinking about this budget cuts, of course, the government shut down on September 30th, midnight, and all the other people that will be affected by it. I never thought about it too much, but since PATCO, the Professional Air Traffic Controllers Association, who was broke, Reagan broke the back of that union, the air traffic controller has been taken over by the federal government, I believe. I believe they have taken over the air traffic controllers. So I guess if this strike, not the strike, but this government shutdown happens, you're not going to have air travel. You're not going to have air traffic controllers to monitor the planes in the air. So that would definitely hurt the economy, hurt the travel industry there, the airliners themselves. And then I also started thinking about Amtrak. Now, Amtrak's been under government control for a long, long, long time. So Amtrak, you can't even travel by train now. So no plane, no train, with the government shutdown. Interesting, something to think about. Somebody asked me the other day, what about the banks? You have a government shutdown. And I said, in what way? Federal. Well, what about the FDIC? Well, the FDIC, you know, they're federally insured, yes. But does that also go over to the ability to shut down a bank? That's a good question, but I don't think so. I think it's just federal insurance to cover up what $250,000 in that bank of your own savings, your own personal income. But I don't believe that extends to calling it a government entity just because you have FDIC. That's the way I understand it. I don't believe so. I think banks would be open, and but people wouldn't be going to the banks because they have no check to deposit, right, for the government employees. So we'll see how long this really goes on. Like I said, the solution is going to be the same solution they use every time. And that means we're just going to run the printing presses a little bit and put a little oil here, a little oil there, put some new ink in here, new paper, and let's just run that press for, 24 hours straight. That should cover us. Now, I don't know exactly what the budget deficit is. I'm seeing numbers of $1.4 trillion. I'm seeing $2 trillion. Are you guys not smart enough to tell me what the actual number is? Geez, are you really that incompetent? Is it $1.4 trillion or is it $2 trillion? Please, please do the homework. Do the math. Come back and let us know. Oh, it's between $1.4 and $2 trillion. I will just print up a little extra money just for a little overflow and just in case we need it for some of our other projects, you know, like the illegal immigration and Ukraine's aid. Well, we'll do that. Again, we're going to find out who the rhinos really are when it comes down to this budgeting. If anybody allows the into the budget, the Ukraine aid or illegal immigration to take care of the illegals coming to this country, you need to be writing some people. You need to get really angry and scream because those two issues should never be in the budget. I didn't agree to it. You didn't agree to it. You get these states now, like New York screaming, crying, Massachusetts screaming, crying, we're being invaded. Hey, you wanted to be a sanctuary city, a sanctuary state. You violated federal immigration law. You're lucky your ass is not in jail. I think that's one of the biggest beefs I have with Donald Trump. He had an opportunity to throw these people in jail for defying federal immigration law. He didn't do it. He didn't take it. Now, that would have shown a strong president to say, I'm standing up for the people. I'm standing up for the Constitution. I will not let these people blatantly violate the Constitution and declare sanctuary cities. I won't let it happen. You do, you're going to jail. That's it. We have a Constitution. We're going to follow it. He didn't do it. Big disappointment. Am I Trump bashing right now? Am I Trump bashing right now by saying that? No, I'm pointing out a fact. I'm pointing out a failure of Donald Trump he could have done. Same as I pointed out a failure of Donald Trump, how he identified a potential problem in the voting with election fraud and voter fraud and the computers, all that stuff. He pointed it out. It may happen. It may happen. I hope it doesn't happen. I pray it doesn't happen. It happened. If you identify a problem, you have a duty to fix that problem or keep your mouth shut, because it makes you look stupid and it makes you look like a weak president. I'm sorry, I'm calling it fair and square. That's the way I see it. Has he wised up now? I hope so. He talks like he has. I think he's a little smarter than he was the first time. He understands the deep state, the corruption. He understands not to keep holdovers from the past administration in his administration. He knows they were hiding behind doors and taking notes, looking to take him down. He knows the Department of Justice, how corrupt they are now, how they're working to get him out of office when they got in office. He knows now. He has a shot. Boy, you talk about history making. He has an opportunity, if he gets in, to really make history. Man, or he's going to go down in flames and fail again in taking down the deep state and draining that swamp. Remember, they came up, draining the swamp. We got to drain the swamp, drain the swamp, drain the swamp. The entire campaign trail was drain the swamp, take down the deep state. Donald Trump, please back up what you say. Drain that swamp, take down the deep state, and fix this country. And you know what? When you leave office, you'll fix the country. And then please hand it over to somebody else who will do the same, continue on with the same policies of fixing this country, making this country great. Hand that torch over to somebody else with the same ideals, the same viewpoints and forecast. Continue on another 8 years of conservative politics to build this country. Can anybody tell me a liberal success story? I would love to hear one. I would love to hear a liberal success story that somebody's liberal policies actually grew their company and they were very successful. They made lots of money. I would love to hear about it. Because this country was not built on liberalism. It's built on hard work and conservatism. And that's a fact. You can't give away the store and grow. You have to save, reserve, build, get stronger. Yes, there's a trickle-down effect. You do share some of the wealth with your workers if you value those workers. But you can't give away the store if you want to grow. Let's go to our phone calls tonight. Let's talk to Rich in Oklahoma. Welcome, Rich.
Steve, my man, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. I was in a Cracker Barrel in Oklahoma, and I saw a book that was a tourist guide, and the name of the book was Off the Beaten Path, and I took a picture of it, and I wanted to send that to you. I've been all over up there. I called you once in Oklahoma, and
yeah. You know, I served my duty there. I served my duty in Altus, Oklahoma. Altus.
Yeah, I was right behind you. I was at Altus. I was at Tinker. I was at Shepherd.
Yeah. Yep.
And I have to tell you something you probably already know, and I feel bad for doing it. First off, you're hitting the nail squarely on the head. You do it better, 50 times better than I ever could, and I want to thank you for that. But when you talk about inefficiency in government,
yeah,
and things that are good enough for government work,
yep,
you're probably talking about somebody with veteran's preference. And what that means is you're talking about somebody with a veteran's disability check. You're probably talking about somebody that's done 20 years. So if you join up when you're 18, you got to check when you're 38. Now, let's talk about disability ratings just for a moment.
Okay.
I used to think if I was 100% VA disabled, they paid me that check because I was unable to work, yet.
Right.
That's used as veterans' hiring preference for the federal government. So you could go ahead and score yourself a government job as a civil servant, collect that check, collect your 20-year in the Army military check, collect your disability check. You're getting three checks.
Yeah.
I got news for you. If I need somebody on a Tiger team supporting government functions, the brightest, the greatest, somebody kind of like yourself, yeah? I don't need somebody that's already pocketing two checks because then his heart is not in the job.
Yeah.
If he doesn't get the performance ratings he wants, he's not going to perform.
Yeah.
Because he's getting paid. What he's getting paid as a government guy is the frosting on the cake.
Yeah.
That's it.
And you know, Rich, when I was when I was in Altus, I remember, I don't know how I came by this, but I remember I was a crew chief, C-141 and C-5 Galaxies, mainly C-5s. And I don't know how, I got a parts list one day, and somebody had ordered a bunch of parts and screws and nuts and bolts, and we had to go out and do some reconfiguration on the aircraft. It was going to fly out the next day or so. And I looked at this itemized sheet, this order sheet, how we'd bought screws and nuts and bolts. And I was blown away at the cost of a regular bolt that I'd go over to Lowe's right now and buy that bolt for, well, at that time, 1980 to 1981 to 1985. I'd say at that time, that one bolt, I would look at it and I'd say, well, that's a 17 cent or 20 cent item, maybe. And I looked, and the cost was $3.50 a piece. And I can imagine now the parts list is off the scale. That same bolt ordered now for the aircraft is probably an $8 bolt. And I asked my boss, I asked my tech sergeant, I said, hey, are these costs, these are really the cost, the price? He goes, yeah. I said, don't you see a problem here at all? What's wrong? I said, well, look at the cost. You can go over to Lowe's and buy these bolts. He says, well, they go through special detection and all kinds of testing and make sure that they're perfect bolts. He just gave me this runaround BS answer that these bolts are special bolts and that's why they cost so much. And then I think about our inflated defense budget, nearly $1 trillion now, nearly $1 trillion.
Right.
And you're not any safer at $1 trillion than you are at half that cost. I mean, we had 19 terrorists, Saudi terrorists, supposedly take down our whole military. 19 guys took down our military, and that's embarrassing. And still we keep pumping up the defense budget. We still keep pumping it up.
Yeah, they get to take down 3 buildings for the price of 2, huh? Bunch of guys living in caves. You're going to fly airplanes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm buying that. You know, what gets me is if you want to sell Stinger missiles to Ukrainians at the expense, we're buying them. Basically, you want to sell these missiles to the American taxpayer and then give them away. You got to tool up the Stinger factories. They can't source the parts for the blueprints if they find them.
Yeah.
You know, we don't need short-range, low-range missiles. There are no helicopters or drones. So all of our enemies for the last 20 years never had an Air Force. Let's not make stupid. Don't acquire. Don't tool up the factories. The biggest customer in the world is never going to buy these missiles. We're a for-profit organization. We are not going to build. Well, guess what? We need to find these things so we can give them away. We can't tool up the factories. We got so much crap sitting at Bagram Air Base that if you want a part, you should probably just call the Taliban. Because they got them. That's where you source them. $84 billion. We have fifth largest military in the world, courtesy of the resident that we got right now.
And you can't.
And they
tell
did that
me.
For they did that for a reason, Rich, because they want to go back. They have to have an excuse to go back now. Either that, or they'll have to invent another boogeyman, Al Qaeda, another boogeyman, which was created by the CIA anyway. And so, Al Qaeda, Taliban, all created by the CIA. They have to have an excuse to go back because they probably aren't going to go back at some point in time. So let's leave the weaponry behind. Let's leave all the stuff behind. And then when things get out of control again, we have a boogeyman. We can go back. We could spend tons more money on our military again to go back and clean it up again. Let's not forget the cluster bombs, the illegal cluster bombs, the war crimes that are being committed now by this country, and also those depleted uranium that is being sent over there with the missiles.
Oh my God!
That are causing cancer.
That happened in Yugoslavia. There's Iraqi kids that are still getting birth defects from that.
Yep.
That's a generational weapon.
You hold that thought, that Rich. I'll bring you right back. Rich, hold that thought. I'll bring you right back. Stay tuned. Must come down.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Go back to the phones and talk to Rich in Oklahoma. Rich, go ahead and finish up there.
Yeah, Steve, I got to share one more story with you. So I'm at an AutoZone up in Oklahoma, and I'm trying to get this barrel bend for a filter on my tractor. And I see a guy outside with this beautiful diesel Mercedes car. It was old. Mm-hmm. It was like when I was in Germany. I thought it was fabulous. So I go up to talk to him. I said, what you doing with that? He goes, oh, it's not mine. It belongs to a doctor who's in Africa. And I said, what's the guy doing in Africa? He said, yeah, there's an Ebola strand out there, and it's got our serial number on it. I said, what are you talking about? He goes, yeah, we got to go out and fix that because the serial number on the DNA is pinging back to the U.S., one of our variants. I didn't think about it. And I'm driving along, and I'm thinking, okay, this isn't George Bush Sr. telling me no new taxes. Yeah. This isn't another guy, William Jefferson, saying I did nothing with that woman. This isn't a guy saying you can keep your doctor. This isn't a guy talking mass destruction or weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. This is different. And it hit me. There are patents on viruses, and you can look them up. Yeah. So I'm thinking, 2009, there's a patent on novel coronavirus. 2009, and you're telling me about warp speed 10 years later?
Yeah, no. I know. Yeah.
The lies. If you can't deal with the law, you got to change the law to get what you want, like a border, like immigration policy. If the regime in charge right now doesn't like the law, they need to change it instead of ignoring it. But when you lie all the time, you don't recognize right from wrong. You don't. Yeah. You get to preach to other people about how we're a nation of laws. The rule, no one's above the law. You get to tell that to everybody else and ignore it when it seems fit for your policy.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, you understand the hypocrisy of it all.
You're doing better than me, so you just take it away.
Yep. I agree. Great call, Rich. I appreciate that. You're absolutely correct. The hypocrisy of government here doesn't apply to us, but it applies to you. Yeah, we've seen that pretty much the entire Biden presidency so far of double standards. The party of double standards. That's what this party's all about here, pretty much. Appreciate the call. Thanks for the call. We're going to take this last call here, this next call here, and then float over into the second hour. And our good friend and patriot in Georgia, JR, welcome to the show. JR, there you go.
Yes, sir. I'll be quick as I can. I'm going to have to kind of disagree with you about Mr. Trump. I'm not a Trump supporter.
Hold that thought, JR. Second hour coming up. We'll come right back with JR in Georgia. Stay tuned. The bad guy most always good.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.